Hey, welcome everybody to a Wednesday morning from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source, cleverly hidden in the Grand Cities Mall. It is time now for your Berkshire Hathaway bi-weekly podcast. Standing by, we've got realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, and we'll talk with her right after this.
What would tomorrow look like if you sold your house today? Maybe you'd move to a new city or a new country. Maybe you'd pick up birding or birdies. You could get into wine, not that into wine, or skiing, warmer skiing. Or maybe you'd spend more time doing nothing at all. When you're ready for whatever comes next, we'll be ready to help you get there. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services.
Hey, here we go. Caitlin Ramseth is in the house. Oh, yeah. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Congratulations. You got engaged.
I did, yeah.
And you're not wearing your ring.
I know.
I had to bring that up.
Yeah, it's getting fixed right now, so unfortunately.
She's like, everybody's been saying that to me. And I was honest with you. I was almost afraid to say something. I was afraid you're going to run out. Yeah, you're going to run out of here crying. Oh, how have you been?
I'm good. Yeah, I woke up today and I thought it was Friday.
Oh,
thought I missed the podcast and everything, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's only Wednesday.
Yeah.
Here we go,
yeah,
halfway. Oh,
bummer. You had me excited there for a minute.
I know.
How to correctly price your home. Now,
yeah.
I know in a couple of years, I plan on downsizing.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's a lot of things that you realty experts have taught me throughout our years of podcast here, but there's more I need to learn. And I want to really listen to this too. How to correctly price your home.
Yeah, so I guess just to start off, the one thing I want to say is in today's market, homes are still selling,
mm-hmm.
which is important to know, especially if you're a seller, you know, on the fence about thinking, do I want to wait? Do I want to sell? Springtime is coming up and a lot of sellers are going to be coming out of hibernation, you know,
sure.
getting ready to make that move. So if you are on the fence, I guess the easiest thing to do would be to get in contact with a real estate agent. I know there's a lot of for sale by owners out there who think that they want to do it themselves,
no,
but
yeah.
maybe after listening to this, you'll have second thoughts about it.
Sure.
So kind of just get in contact with a real estate agent, and we can get you a value on your home pretty easily. I'm going to say easily, it's not as easy as it sounds. There mm-hmm. is a whole process that we do in order to find that value of your home. And there's two things that you want to avoid. So the first one is pricing your home too low.
Sure. Yeah. Nobody wants to do that.
Exactly. So if you end up pricing your house too low, the risk you run into is buyers see this as a red flag. They might look at what the house is actually assessed for.
Uh-huh.
And if the house is below that market value, they're going to think, what's wrong with
the
house?
Yeah, they're going to look around, what
are
is
they
wrong?
Not telling me?
Yeah, what am I missing?
Exactly. So we don't want to price it too low for that reason. And then the same thing, vice versa, we don't want to price it too high either, because we can run into the same issues of buyers not wanting to come take a look at it because it is priced too high. And if it's priced too high and it sits on the market, we're going to have to end up doing some price reductions.
Mm-hmm.
And that in itself can raise red flags to buyers as well. Because they're thinking, what's wrong with the house? Why doesn't anyone want to buy it? You know what I mean? So
I would think you probably would run into people that price their house too high before you would pricing it too low.
Mm-hmm.
Because the stories I hear, it's usually, you know, you talk to a realty expert like you, people that know what's going on, and they say, well, what do you want for your house? And they tell you, and you go,
mm-hmm.
that ain't going to happen. But I suppose it does happen. People come in and say, well, I only want this for it.
It does. And that's part of the conversation we have with anyone who's thinking about listing their house is I'll always ask them, like, what do you think that you want to sell your house for?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's kind of going through their mind?
Sure.
You don't want to come at them $100,000 less and then they get mad at you
right,
for it.
Right.
You know, you don't want it to be an insult.
Yep.
So I always ask first, like, what are you kind of thinking? Where is your head at with what you think your house is worth? And it really comes down to as well, like how motivated the seller is to sell and how unmotivated they are. A lot of times if the house is priced too high, it's because the seller just wants to put it on the market and see what happens.
Sure.
If it gets sold, it gets sold. If not, we'll just take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So,
yep.
I mean, it really comes down to the conversation, just to kind of feel out that seller on what they're wanting to do. If it is priced too low though, I'll kind of jump back to that one. A lot of times it depends on the situation. Like if the house has some things that need to be fixed up inside,
mm-hmm.
it might, you know, buyers want to buy a house to live in it. Some want to fix it up themselves. But that could be a reason why it is priced too low. But it really comes down to the situations. I was in a house yesterday where it needed all trim around the house. The staircase was still like a framed wood staircase. Yep. Yep. So there's work that needs to be done to the house. So in that situation, we might come down a little bit lower.
Well, in that situation, would they say as is?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, knowing that there is things that need to be done.
Yep, exactly. Because the seller doesn't want to, you know, fix it up.
Sure, sure.
He just wants to sell it as is.
Yep,
so,
okay.
So it really comes down to the situations. But to avoid those two headaches, the best thing we can do is just price it right off the bat.
Right.
And it is a lot easier than it sounds. I know, like, you can go on Zillow and they have a Zestimate for you.
A Zestimate.
Oh, I know.
For Zesty.
And you can do the same thing with, like, Realtor.com. They have estimates on there. And ultimately, though, you want to have eyes go into the house.
Sure, because, I mean, where do these estimates or Zestimates come from? Somebody on the West Coast, the East Coast, down South? Probably not somebody from Grand Forks.
And it's kind of like a rough estimation, like evaluation on what maybe like the city has it assessed as and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But what I run into a lot is if the house sold, let's say like 2010,
mm-hmm.
that's a long time ago. And I'm sure the owner has made updates.
Right.
And if you go on the MLS and see the listing, like you're only going to see the pictures of 2010. You're not going to be able to see all those updates that happened.
Little tricks.
Maybe they added on to the house, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So basically what realtors do is we run a competitive market analysis, also shortened as a CMA.
Mm-hmm.
So if a seller calls me up and they're like, hey, Caitlin, I'm thinking about listing my home. The first thing I do is I kind of two-step it. And what I mean by this is I'll say, hey, no problem. Like, can you meet today at 3 p.m.? I'd love to come take a look at your house. Mm-hmm. Give me a tour. I want to get in there and get my eyes on your house. Because this is what those websites aren't doing. They're not going inside of the house.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we set up that appointment. I'll go look at their house. And basically they just walk through, give me a tour. It's super casual. It just gives me a way to go look at their house, every room. They're able to explain any like renovations, improvements they did, that kind of stuff. And my favorite part, a lot of times they'll start like talking about stories and things that happened in the house.
Yep.
So it's kind of a fun way to get to know the client before we start working together and just kind of start building that relationship first.
Yeah. And you know, houses, they have character too.
Yep.
And it is, like you said, it's fun hearing the stories.
Yes.
You know, the reason we did this mm-hmm. was because of this. And you start, you know, you put your mind into their mind and you start going, oh,
yeah.
I get it. I see it. And yeah, you know, a lot of these people, they'll live in the same house for 10, 20, 30, 40 years.
Yep.
And boy, you talk about memories. Yeah.
I know. And it's really cool too, because they'll be like, yeah, there used to be like a wood burning fire mm-hmm. place here or something like that. And you can kind of visualize it and you're like, wow, you guys have done a lot of work to this house. Like, that's awesome. So it's really fun to be able to go look at it in person. So that's my first step is I go there, take a look at it, and then I'll go back to my office computer and I'll start the CMA. And this is a really thorough, in-depth process. So basically what this consists of is we'll look at the square footage. We'll look at the above ground square footage, below ground square footage. And in Grand Forks, roughly, it's like $130 per square foot.
Okay.
So this is where a huge part of that price comes from. And then we'll look at like how many bedrooms the house has, bathrooms. We look at when the house was built, because we don't want to compare homes that are new construction homes built in 2021 versus like 1910.
Right.
Because that's a whole different house.
Yeah, they're built completely different. Yeah, yep.
Exactly. So we'll look at that. We'll look at the style of home because, you know, a townhouse is different than a ranch or a two-story mm-hmm. house, that kind of stuff. What else? We look at like the heating source. There's a whole bunch of things we look at. And we look at like to make sure it's, you know, the rivers here. So we want to make sure we're not going into Minnesota. We're staying in North Dakota, North End versus South End. All of those factors play a huge role in the price of your house. And then once we figure all of that out, we take comparable homes. So we'll look at any
comp.
Yep. We'll look at the comps. So we'll take some homes that have sold, and we usually don't want to go back like further than 6 months. So we try to find ones that have sold mm-hmm. recently, and we'll compare it to our subject house that we want to sell. So if we have to do any price adjustments on bedrooms, square footage, that kind of stuff, we'll do that. And then we'll find homes that are pending, and then we'll also find the ones that are currently active. And we'll look at how many days on market they've been sitting, what they sold for versus what they were listed at, all of that fun stuff. And it's definitely a process. It takes time. So
is there a big difference between your CMAs and like Zillow? I mean, I don't know if you've ever had the chance to compare, But I'm just wondering, because the CMAs are so thorough compared to Zillow, whatever you call them, but they're not going on the inside. They're not hearing the stories. They're not seeing the work. They're, you know.
Exactly.
Is there usually a pretty big difference, or are they usually fairly close?
You know, it really depends. There's times that there are, they can be close. But it really comes down to if the owner added on or made any of those renovations, the square footage could be completely off on Zillow versus what the county has it assessed for, like, you know, all that kind of stuff. A lot of times sellers will also get it appraised right away too, just to run that again.
Right.
Cause you know, it might not have been appraised for a few years and everything, it can change. Yeah. So we definitely, Zillow's numbers are always a little bit off compared to what the real market is.
Sure.
Especially when the market shifts too.
Okay. So. You know, Caitlin, you act like you've been doing this forever. You do.
I know. I haven't, but.
You sound like the realty experts that come in here all the time, and you are. So, okay, we are almost into February now. We're getting into the prime time, I would imagine, to be a realty expert, buying and selling and all that stuff. So people are going, okay, we're almost at February. We're thinking about selling this spring or summer. We've got time. Really, now is the time to reach out to you, isn't it?
It really is. Even if you don't think you're going to list your home until this spring, the best thing you can do is get in contact with a realtor, because we can come in and give you advice on maybe some things to like paint your walls or clean up or fix before we actually list it.
Yeah.
Because it'll increase your value if you can get that done before you list it.
Yeah. And at the beginning of the show, you mentioned for sale by owner. You know what? We've heard the stories. We've been doing this for a long time. Okay, I get it. A lot of people want to save that couple of percent, but when we talk about all the things that you guys do, this is all stuff that somebody's got to do. So if you're going to sell it on your own, good luck.
I know.
You're just better off getting a hold of a realty expert.
You definitely can do that, but I just get sick to my stomach when I see for sale by owners who lost out on like $20,000 just because they didn't have that conversation and hire a realtor. You kind of, it's the price you pay.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is they can list their house too high and then it ends up, they get mad or whatever and it sits on the markets. Then they sell it for too low. And there comes that 20 grand. That's 20 large that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Get a hold of a realty expert. You wouldn't have to go through all that crap.
And a lot of times for sale by owners end up coming to a realtor after a while too, when they can't sell it themselves.
I would imagine.
So just save the time.
Don't you ever want to go to them and just go, told you, but
you so.
I know you can't. But
I know.
Okay. So today's Wednesday. You're coming back in Friday and rumor has it you might bring a guest.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. You're going to
tell
us.
It'll be a surprise.
Oh, it'll be a surprise.
Yes.
Okay. Your ring going to be fixed by then?
I hope so. I know.
Okay. If somebody wants to get a hold of realty expert Caitlin Ramseth, how do they do that?
The best way is by phone. My number is 320-267-6692. Otherwise, I am on all social media platforms under Caitlin Ramseth.
All right. Hey, it's going to get cold and ugly out there. Nasty. Be careful. Looking forward to Friday morning.
Thank you, guys. I'll see you Friday.
All right. There you go. That's your realty expert, Caitlin Ramseth. She's with Berkshire Hathaway. And there you go. Your Wednesday edition of your Berkshire Hathaway biweekly podcast. We will be back again Friday morning about 10 o'clock.